RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What it do, baby?
One more time just for the holiday vibe. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, December 17th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live alongside a very happy EP.
What are you doing with him?
How you feeling, man? You good?
Pretty good.
You got your jersey ready?
I got my favorite Dolphins crew neck on. We're having a good day.
We were talking about Keegan Murray a few days ago, like the contract and how sometimes with that rookie extension, you just kind of, if you're not sure, it's young player, you roll the dice on it. Mm-hmm. Is that first contract for a quarterback the same way? Like if you think you have something, if he's shown signs of something, you've got to sign that quarterback to a big deal, like what the Dolphins and many other teams have done this, but the Dolphins did it with Tua.
Hindsight, it was a bad deal. Now they got the worst deal in the league, so like there's that for them. And when you cut him, if you do it, you're gonna have to eat up $90 million in cap space or dead cap, whatever it is. But I mean, 2023, I think he led the league in passing yards, lit up the league, and was like, oh yeah, they got a guy. And he just the regression was incredible.
That's what I mean. We can hindsight everything.
Yeah. Like at the time, I was like, yeah, this is an easy deal. Perfect. We're lit.
But you have to do it. Like if the situation repeated itself, whether it's for, like there were people questioning Brock Purdy's contract. You have to do it. Jared Goff in the ring. You have to do it.
And at the time, his questions, oh, can he play in December? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, at the time you hoped that he figured it out and he never did. So yeah, like you had to do it, but you were wrong.
How many times does that happen? Like, you hope it figures it out, they figure it out, and they figure it out.
And they do figure it out?
Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning figured it out.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning was a goat. Well, no, don't do that. Because Peyton Manning was coming up. Hold on. Peyton Manning was coming up short in the playoffs every year, and it's like, oh, Peyton Manning can't do this in the playoffs. Like, yeah, Peyton Manning was one of them ones, but like people, they weren't like, oh yeah, Peyton's great. Like he had naysayers until he did it.
Peyton couldn't beat the Patriots in New England more times than not. Peyton was getting to the AFC Championship game. He would have a 14-3 record or 14-2, 15-2, whatever, and lose to Pittsburgh in a divisional, like little stuff like that.
Well, then for the lesson,
he wasn't going on the road.
Baker Mayfield, like Manny said, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold.
Well, Baker never got that deal, did he?
Not really.
Baker never got that deal.
We're talking about quarterbacks figuring it out, the quarterbacks that had questions. And then, like,
yeah, but yeah. But my question was more pertaining to, like, because you mentioned the contract numbers for Tua Tagovailoa.
What about Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, I wouldn't consider any of those guys figuring it out because they're essentially where they were. Like, they haven't gone
Baker?
To another level.
Or Baker's not in the
Baker's
conversation.
Baker's not in that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Jared
okay,
Goff,
that's fair.
Even Baker, I mean, Baker, figure it out. Like, he ain't.
So Jared Goff is a unique one.
He hasn't elevated.
Jared Goff is a really unique one because he was good. He was really good in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They just thought they needed a guy to get them over the top. And he's been really good in Detroit. He just might not be able to get them over the top.
Right.
So nothing has really changed with Jared Goff. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, you gave Justin Herbert a deal and he hadn't won anything at the time still. And like, yeah, I mean, some guys do, some guys don't.
But is figuring it out winning a championship or is figuring it out competing? Because Trevor Lawrence right now is competing.
To me.
Jared Goff is competing.
Ahead, figuring it out to me is like, if you're a franchise quarterback, you're regularly getting your team to the playoffs or at least in that mix.
So that's Goff. I mean,
well, Goff
it's
was
not
like,
Trevor
Goff
Lawrence
yet,
but
good,
Trevor Lawrence,
but
that's a what, 10-4 team?
Yeah, might win the division.
To me.
Justin Herbert's been good the last couple years as well.
To me, figuring it out is progressing and advancing past where you've already gotten. Because the question isn't.
Trevor Lawrence has been to an AFC championship, hasn't he?
No, I think he just won the one playoff game.
Okay.
I think the other one was Blake Bortles.
Okay.
In the AFC championship game. It's progressing. Like, I know you can get me here. I'm paying you to go to another level.
Hmm.
And I'm not even saying that.
So in hindsight, you wouldn't have paid Jared Goff. Yeah, obviously, because to me, we see this matter completely differently. Mm-hmm. Tua's not getting his team anywhere, mm-hmm. And that's just one. Okay, in hindsight, it didn't work out. Not every quarterback is going to win you a Super Bowl, a championship. So, like, can you regularly compete with this guy as your quarterback, as your franchise quarterback? Can you regularly compete? To me, that is Jared Goff. Jared Goff can regularly compete. I don't think Jared Goff has signed a single bad contract.
But I think Jared Goff proved him wrong too, because like everyone did think it was McVay, and now he gets to Detroit. And I mean, they might not make the playoffs this year, but they were in the NFC Championship at one point.
Yeah,
and I don't think it'll be because of Jared Goff's fault. Like the team can't stop anybody. Jared Goff was an MVP candidate like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was, but he.
He has his flaws, but I don't think, like, that's not, like,
it's the same flaws. Write the
so how many franchise quarterbacks are there in the league? One?
No,
two?
I mean, I'd say 5 to 7.
There's 5 to 7 franchise quarterbacks. So
off the top of my head.
Lamar, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes.
Burrow.
Why?
Why?
Joe Burrow can't play football.
Joe Burrow, we're talking about where people have been. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to AFC Championship game.
You're talking about progressing. Joe Burrow can't stay on the field.
Dak Prescott's not a franchise quarterback.
He's close. He's close. I'd say yes to get off the fence. I'd say Dak is.
Jalen Hurts and.
Jalen Hurts.
So Dak Prescott's a franchise quarterback.
Jalen Hurts is not?
No,
this is crazy.
This is wild.
This is insane.
This is a wild conversation.
So you think this is crazy. But here's the deal. And here's where I'll defend Jared Goff. Jared Goff's contract doesn't cripple the Lions. And that's what I'm talking about. Tua's contract cripples the Dolphins. I would not pay Tua something where it would cripple my franchise.
But it crippled him because he regressed, though.
Yeah,
I
like if they were going
to gave him the crippling, I would have said –
But nobody,
yeah, I know you think you should be making this money.
this is what I'm willing to give you.
They gave him 53. It's only crippling because he regressed. If he was what he was that year, then they're fine. Then this, we're not even at this point. It's crippling because he regressed. The money is what you give any quarterback at that market time.
Of course. Of course. I wouldn't have gave him that deal. I don't
but
like
that's my original question.
That's also me watching. Like I didn't see him. The December thing is real to me. It's always been real with Miami. Like you do this stuff against the sorry teams. I've yet to see you at that point with two. I've yet to see you beat one of them ones when it matters. And you want me to make you one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the game?
Well, same thing with Trevor Lawrence. He was the top 10 highest, but he wasn't one of the highest. So you're telling me the Miami Dolphins, who hadn't won a damn thing for 20-something years, you finally get a quarterback who leads the league in passing yards, you get to the playoffs with this guy, you wouldn't pay him.
Not from the Dolphins' perspective. So not that. Now, here, there's other
avenues. I'm sorry. That was my question.
Yeah, not that contract.
You wouldn't pay him a top 10 salary.
I wouldn't have paid him a top 10 salary. Now, there's other ways around that. Franchise him.
Then you that wouldn't have worked. You paid him what, like, guys like he was playing like around.
So let me ask you this: why wouldn't a franchise tag work?
It doesn't. You could make the argument it doesn't work for anybody. It spoils relationships between players and teams, and then you get into a situation. The only one, like, you get into a situation with Kirk Cousins where you put yourself in a position where you could barely retain the player, or you can't retain the player. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins got like 5 straight years of guaranteed money because of the contract because of the franchises with Washington and then the contract he signed with Minnesota. Everybody talks about Deshaun Watson. That man got 5 straight years of guaranteed money.
I would use the situation.
Let me hit you with one that's going to punch you right in the gut. Would you have paid Jordan Love?
No, not that contract.
Jordan Love, I got
the highest paid quarterback in the game for, well, outside of Dak.
Yeah, I got Jordan Love. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have. Yeah, he's there in that group.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't have tried to retain him. Or once again, the franchise tag.
Man,
I don't have any problem.
You really do love Jerry Jones. Where's that button at?
I love Jerry Jones.
There it is. Yeah,
I wouldn't have like. I'll pay him year to year for a couple years. And if he's good and if he's really, really good.
Jordan Love makes 55. Brock makes 53. You good with Brock Purdy's contract?
I am good with Brock because Brock has won. He's won, what, 3 playoff games?
Wait, Brock is.
He's been to a Super Bowl. He's won an NFC Championship game. Like, and I know people are going to say, oh, it was his team. All right, cool. But he's done that.
Then why isn't Jalen Hurts a franchise quarterback?
Because I've seen Jalen Hurts just not be good. And
Brock Purdy played last season.
And I would give Jalen Hurts that deal before any of those other quarterbacks.
Is Jalen Hurts a top 10 paid quarterback in the league?
I don't know what his contract is.
He's not.
He is. And that's more so.
He's 11th. But he's not top 10.
But that's more so what I'm talking. Like I would try to navigate around those waters. Like even with Brock, even when we were going through the stuff with him, I never said he should be X amount of quarterback. But what I did, you know, salary wise, but what I did say is I understand if he looks at Tua and Lawrence and says, yeah, you give me more than them because they're not that good. And I've achieved way more than they have.
Yeah, Tua was definitely, Tua and Trevor Lawrence to a certain degree were a benchmark in our conversations about Brock Purdy, because it's like, if nothing else, put him in the conversation with Jordan Love. If nothing else, he has to be in that conversation. If you want to keep him out of the Allens and the Burrow, like, that's fine. But Jordan he's got to be above list. Those other yeah. two. He's
and I put Jordan Love two. There too. I beat him, and I've accomplished more. But if I was on the team side and I wasn't sold on Brock Purdy, like, there's a difference. I'm sold on Brock Purdy. I think he's a quarterback that you can win a Super Bowl with. So if you feel that way about that quarterback, you pay him what you need to keep him. If you're not sure, because that's kind of what we talked about too. If you're like, I'm not sure, but his time is due. Do you just pay him regardless, even if you're not sure? That's where I come in. I'm like, I'm not just going to give you this money if I'm not sure on you. I will negotiate. I might even do a franchise thing. But if I'm not sold on you, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the terms of what we were talking about. Like, you're not sure, but his time is up. Like, his time to be paid is
here. Yeah, that's how a lot of court, unless you're Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
But I'm sold on Brock, so I would pay Brock. At the time, I'm not sold on Tua. I'm not just paying you anything. I'm not doing that. I want you here. I still need to see some more. Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does. So what do you do? If you franchise him, you run a lot of risk with franchising a quarterback. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. So what do you do in that situation? This goes back to the original question, the rookie comp extension, mm-hmm. or the rookie contract extension. Do you do it because you see enough that you believe this person can get you here? This, and in this case, we're talking strictly quarterbacks. Do you see enough? Their time is up. I've seen this quarterback. I think if we do our jobs right, we put the right team around him, we've got our guy. Mm-hmm. With that position, do you run that risk every time? I mean, whether we like it or not, the 49ers did do that with Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. The Chargers did it with Justin Herbert. The Dolphins did it with Tua. The Packers are doing it with Green Bay. We feel like Josh Allen is the Packers are doing it with Jordan Love. We feel like Josh Allen is a surefire can't miss. Joe Burrow, surefire can't, but he now you're Joe Burrow gets hurt next year, you're starting to look like, man, it's $55 million per year. We don't have a quarterback who can stay on the field. Mm-hmm. And then you have Dak, and Dak has been scrutinized from the second that contract was given to him. His is the outlier, and that there have been 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks signed since, and no one's topped him because it's the outlier. I understand that, but he is criticized more for his contract than his actual play.
Let me ask you.
Kelly gets to the playoffs.
Let's use Tua as an example. If Tua, the second year they made the playoffs, I don't know when he signed the contract, but let's just say he signed it after the second year they made the playoffs.
And Tua signed in 2024, I believe, Jesse.
Was that after the Chiefs game? That was after the Chiefs game, right?
I'm gonna look it up.
Let me walk that back for a second. The contract went into effect in 2024.
So he signed it.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that's when he signed it, because he could have signed it, mm-hmm. you know, a year or two earlier.
Let's just say he signed it in 2023. After 2023,
he signed it after the 2023 season, July 26, 2024.
So they were in negotiations that summer, and if they said. They said, Tua, hey, man, we're not ready to commit long term. We're going to franchise you, though. We're going to play. Hear me out. We're going to franchise you. He goes out the next year. Say they make the AFC Championship game. By theory, he's a free agent, right? If Miami comes to him after they make the NFC Championship game and says, you know what? We're ready. We're ready to make you an offer higher than anybody on the free agent market can offer you. He's going to turn that down because he's mad at him?
I mean, you could always take a better deal, like it's the same deal somewhere else or whatever. Like, now you have options.
Yeah, you have more options in that case. If you're Tua.
If I'm Miami.
The Dolphins, we have the ability to pay you more. Yeah. And I'm the Las Vegas Raiders. Tua, so do I.
Yeah, Brian Flores is disrespecting you first 2 years, and then the Miami Dolphins refuse to pay you the years after that, even though you were doing well. Like, yeah, Tua very well left. There's no,
we're conditioned to the NBA and the Bird, right? That doesn't exist in the NFL. Which is why you normally don't get to this point. Like, Kirk Cousins leaving Washington was a foregone conclusion. Mm. They can't. I think you can franchise someone twice.
Twice, I think. I think Kirk
and he got it twice, yeah. And it was like, well, they're not going to sign him, and he's not going to. He's going to go off and get paid somewhere else, and that's ultimately what he did. I think there's a reason you don't see this practice very often.
Once again, if I'm not sold, if I'm not 100% sold, that's the thing. I would go that route. And then, if you can do it twice, I just do it again. Like, you can either sign right now for what I'm offering you, or I'll franchise you again.
Yeah, you could do that too, but you still risk losing him long term. Like, with your quarterback, you want them around. With quarterbacks, with your the one, mm-hmm. you essentially want them their entire career.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. You're at year, so I I'll have to look this up, because I don't think you can put a franchise tag until the contract is up, which would mean not only are you not signing the player to a contract, you're picking up their final year, which is something Brock avoided. You're picking up their final year of their rookie contract, which is paying them significantly below their market value. That's putting, now you're, that's what I'm talking about. Again, you're straining the relationship with the player and their representatives. Again, it's a practice you don't see very often, and that's why. It's just the Players Association isn't strong enough to get rid of the franchise tag.
I completely understand what you guys are saying. I'm just looking at history, and like, it just never really works. Like, we're not sure, but it's his time to get paid, so let's pay him.
Well, I don't think you weren't sure, though. Like, it's like you went to the playoffs twice. Like, you're sure about that.
And that's the difference. If they were sold and thought he was the guy, but then you pay him what
you
believe.
He's played games well in December. It's just this was an all-time bad year.
I disagree with you, though. It's what you're determining what works by their progression with the football team. Whereas I'm determining what works by, are you competitive and competing for a Super Bowl every year? To me, competing for a Super Bowl, and that's, can you get to the playoffs every year? Can you get into a series of one-off scenarios? And in that case, I think a lot of times it does work.
Yeah, I mean,
would you have not have paid Justin Herbert?
I believe in Justin Herbert a little bit more, but I understand people who wouldn't. Like, to answer your question, I wouldn't pay him max dollar.
And you wouldn't have paid Jared Goff, who was the number one or two?
One.
Wentz was two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have paid him.
Wouldn't have paid him.
I wouldn't have paid him. And once again, I don't think the Lions paid him like that. I think that's 53
per. I mean, yes.
Fair enough.
It's NFL. I'm looking at average annual value. It's 53.
That way, though.
More time?
You're always going to be looking for a quarterback at that point.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, like, you're never going to, like, it's not just easy. Like, you, like, yeah, looking for a quarterback is probably the toughest thing to do in the NFL. And it's like, you land a Goff just because he keeps you level. You added Jahmyr Gibbs or David Montgomery and whatever these players, because, like, that helps you get to the Super Bowl. There's only four guys that are, like, legit, like, four real, I guess, true guys who can go to any team and make them better.
There aren't a lot of, like, mid-tier reasonable quarterback contracts. Baker's one, because Baker still was essentially, he had to prove it.
Guys like Sam Darnold fall into that spot. Like, if Darnold gets a contract, right, it's probably going to be like, right, a Baker Mayfield type.
And that's a...
But here's the conundrum.
Like, I'm trying to find where this stops, and I can't. I actually think it is Geno, Darnold, and Baker, because you have Stafford and whatever he signed for. Then you have Patrick Mahomes and that, like, anomaly of a contract. Kirk Cousins still getting paid for those who don't remember, but like, you have like Deshaun there, Kyler there, you have all of those players that you took the risk on, and it didn't pay out for you.
So let me ask you guys a question: why do you think Detroit probably isn't even going to make the playoffs this year?
I mean, injury, like, defense doesn't.
Their defense is terrible.
How are you going to get better when you're paying this guy when he's taking up your whole cap?
That's just,
and so but that's my point. Like, how are you going to get better than this?
Because you do the draft, you still have to do your job. Like, yeah, you got to hope that Brian Branch doesn't tear his Achilles either, and you're not dealing with Aiden Hutchinson the year before, I mean, getting hurt and dealing with all these guys on IR. Like, you just have to draft and do ways, pick up guys other ways. You pay the quarterback because you're not going to go. Look, you take Jared Goff of the Lions, they're not doing anything.
But my thing with Jared Goff is.
You got to pay the quarterback.
Is Jared Goff one of those ones?
Hang
that
on.
You just say, regardless of what's going on, I'm paying.
Hang on. Bo Nix, not getting paid yet. Mm-mm. Drake May, not getting paid yet. Trevor Lawrence, getting paid. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, old man. Chargers, Justin Herbert, getting paid. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, getting paid. CJ hasn't signed yet, right? He's
not
this
yet.
Year.
Probably,
he's this
yet.
Year. Going to the NFC. Stafford, set. Caleb, not getting paid. Jalen, we just mentioned, 11th. He was 40-something per, I think it was. Baker, reasonable contract. Darnold, reasonable contract. Brock, the 49ers, and then Jordan Love. It's almost split down the middle between the 14 teams. Those are all the playoff teams of guys that are the quarterbacks that are, you know, teams that have quarterbacks that are getting paid and teams that have quarterbacks that there's a lot of, you know, you have the, I do think it's just a weird anomaly that you have both Baker and Sam Darnold in here, but you've got the Calebs, the Drakes, the Bo Nixes. Those are all, you know, guys who are. So this is the question now. This is where this all becomes. Does Denver do it?
Yeah.
New England.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
Chicago. Think about everything we've said about Caleb Williams.
Would you franchise CJ?
Would I franchise CJ?
He's regressed.
Yeah, I think about it. I would think about
it.
Because if it meant, yeah, obviously you got a year because of the extension situation, but if it meant I had to start chipping away at that defense to sign him, that's a problem. Like,
so yeah,
when you get into that level of pay, it's almost like with Jared Goff, like, I don't want to hear about the defense. I'm paying you to make sure that's not an issue.
Yeah, I'm putting up 30-something points for you.
Put up 35.
That's unrealistic. That's not fair. No,
get the run game going. Don't turn the ball over three times in the NFC divisional round.
Man, Jared Goff has turned the ball over like five times all year.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Okay. But once again, if I'm paying you that type of salary, just like Josh Allen does, I'm paying you to offset. What were the Bills don't have no great defense.
Josh Allen's getting paid more though,
but he's getting paid to offset what we're not great at.
But that's not the same thing. They're not the same quarterback. Like
Jared Goff, 29-5 this year.
Okay,
yeah,
70% completion percentage.
Apples with that, like, okay, you're paying Josh Allen like you would like a Mahomes. Like, they're different types of quarterback. It's levels to it.
All right.
Yeah, structure your team better. Like.
All right.
Bro, all right.
It's just going to keep being the defense's fault.
You think the reason the Lions are missing the playoffs is because of Jared Goff?
I'm not. They've had up and down performances on offense. It hasn't always been. They've just been terrible on defense. They've been good on offense. When they're cooking, like, they're as good as anybody in the league. But for whatever reason, sometimes they're just not always cooking.
So if Goff was the 49ers quarterback with 3,000-plus yards, 29-5, you let him walk?
They're number one in points per game this season.
But that's where we're not seeing eye to eye. I wouldn't let him walk, but I wouldn't pay him $53 million. We'd have a negotiation, or I'd franchise him.
But what more could he do right now? Man, they're averaging they're scoring 30 a game right now, the most in the league. More than the Bills, more than the Rams, Cowboys.
Like, yes, like stop turning the ball over. Yeah, five's too many in 14 games.
I guess he can't do no more. When they had a 24-14 lead, yes, the defense gave it up, but you can't score no more.
The other teams got to play. The other players got to play too.
That's fine. You had a half to score again, and you scored one time.
So
talking about one game.
He doesn't get it.
We're talking about one game.
Okay. Let's take a break. Didn't expect this when we brought up Tua Tagovailoa, but yet here we are. It's D'Lo and KC, man.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually. You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.